Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Bruce McGowan. And in the studio, we have famous sports agent Steve Baker, who's been with us a few times. We always love having Steve back. Steve, welcome back to Sports Econ 101.
Thanks for having me back.
All right. Yeah, you know, the NFL is coming up, and I know Steve is chomping at the bit. You like Thursday Night Football. I'm not a big fan of it, but this is going to be a fun year as
I think
usual.
They should have football every single night.
I so disagree. No.
With the human body,
it is outright offensive that there's football on Thursday night.
That's what we're talking about.
It is offensive.
It's all about, isn't it all about the Benjamins? It's all about ratings. It's all about making more money.
The human body is not made to play 16 weeks consecutive football on Sundays, let alone a four-day rest. Yeah. Now, granted,
they should be lucky from Thursday and play Sunday.
Well, the last time the Panthers in Denver played, I guess they've had 7 months rest. But
That's true. So Drew Brees, didn't he just sign a $44 million contract for 2 years?
I mean, again, I have not looked at the contract. But, again, you wouldn't be surprised by my answer that every – major quarterback in the NFL is probably underpaid by 50%.
Yeah, he's age 36.
So I don't care. Drew Brees is a franchise quarterback. A franchise quarterback on the open market without a salary cap would get paid $50 million a year. So,
how did the money get so high, Steve? It hasn't been in that
guys
short
like
period
Steve
of time. But no, really. I mean, seriously. And I'm not saying the money isn't there. They wouldn't give it to these guys if they couldn't afford it. But how did we go to routinely paying stars $22 million a year? Now, Steph Curry, for instance, when he signs his next contract with the Warriors, is probably going to make close to 30.
Well, you're not surprised by my response, but Steph Curry, Drew Brees are underpaid by a margin of 3. I mean, Steph Curry on the open market is worth $100 million a year. LeBron James signing with the Cleveland Cavaliers increased that franchise value by $500 million.
That's a good point.
So the fact of the matter is these players are worth whatever they can be paid. Steph Curry is a future Hall of Fame player in my book.
Yeah.
I don't think you can begrudge Steph Curry one penny.
You know, it's interesting. I was just thinking when I mentioned about Drew Brees being age 36. I think Peyton Manning doing as well as he did, how old's Peyton?
I think Peyton Manning's 39.
39, okay. I think that actually helped Drew Brees because they go, man, Drew Brees is a great quarterback. Nothing intended against him, but just the fact that, hey, a 39-year-old quarterback did so well, it's like,
he's also stayed healthy.
I'm Mr. Contrarian today. I think Drew Brees is still playing at a premium level.
Yeah, he is.
He's also an icon in New Orleans.
He already won
in addition, for the New Orleans Saints to have kept his rights after this season, to franchise him would have cost probably $25 million. Andrew Luck makes more than that. Now, Andrew Luck is more valuable than Drew Brees in that Andrew Luck is so young.
Yeah.
But the reality is that $30 million a year for a franchise quarterback is frankly underpaying them.
Here's an interesting thing, though. Drew Brees is not a big, husky guy like Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck has been beaten up in his career. I mean, he's really taken some lumps, and he's not even, 27 years old? Drew Brees has been relatively injury-free because he knows how to stay out of trouble and he doesn't have a lot of area to hit. So, I mean, there's an advantage to not being a big, enormous guy like, Cam Newton, for instance. I don't know how long he's going to last.
Well, Drew Brees comes under the same school of thought of like a Joe Montana, not have classic build, and that's why Drew Brees was a second rounder, Joe Montana was a third rounder, because they didn't have classic build for the position. But Drew Brees has a mind that's second to none. Now, what makes Andrew Luck so special is Andrew Luck healthy. Mm. I think Andrew Luck is pound for pound the best player in the NFL. I think Andrew Luck has an incredible mind, and he has the physical skill that he'd make it even if he didn't have an incredible mind.
Yeah.
The problem is he's been playing behind the Maginot line.
That's true.
You got to have a really good front line for that. And Drew Brees, I don't think of him as a runner, like Cam Newton.
To some extent, the non-athletic quarterback benefits because you're not taking direct hits.
Yeah.
I had a client that once played with Tebow. And he told me how difficult it was to play with Tebow because you never knew where he'd be. In the case of Drew Brees, in the case of Tom Brady, the great dropback quarterbacks, because you know where they are, it's easier to structure an offense. Part of what Good made point. Steve Young so great is Steve Young had unbelievable physical skills, but Bill Walsh learned how to marshal that so that he didn't always use those physical skills, and that's what helped turn him into a Hall of Famer.
It's interesting to watch a guy like Steve Young, too, because he would improvise, but at the same time, it was almost as if everybody, as you say, people knew ahead of time, and Walsh designed that offense to accommodate that so that there was some spontaneity. But he was amazing. And Tebow is such a wild card. I would think if you're playing with Tebow on offense, as you said, maybe that's one of the reasons why he's not playing in the NFL anymore. I mean, the guy was not a great passer, but, man, he could do some amazing things
but
running.
Colin Kaepernick was kind of like that. He had a great first year, and you never knew where he was going to be, but he was very
fast. To me, look no further than the Carr brothers. Okay, David Carr is probably a better quarterback than his brother, who's a Pro Bowler. David Carr was an abject failure in the NFL because he got beat up so badly early. So much of developing a great quarterback is what you put around them. Steve Young, if Steve Young had stayed in Tampa Bay, Steve Young would be the best lawyer in Tampa.
You look at the offensive line the Niners had, and you look at the offensive line, the young offensive line, relatively speaking, and some young veterans that Oakland has, and it really bodes well for the Raiders.
I love where the Raiders are going. I mean, what people haven't totally noticed is the Raiders in the last several years have drafted several transcendental players. You have the wide receiver Cooper, you have Mac, you have Carr. I mean, they have the key players building by the quarterback, the great wide receiver, the great pass rusher. The Raiders are to me a team that's really on the upswing.
Any mention about Sam Bradford? Any comments on Braden?
One of those guys who's kind of, to me, I don't know how you feel, Steve. He's one of those guys that could go either way. It seems like right now, there are a lot of players like that that have been beat up and moved around, and I just don't know. You know, there are enough quarterbacks. Look at the guy down in San Francisco, Blaine Gabbert, who hasn't really been on a good team. Now he's on a team that's not very good again, but he's getting a second chance. How good is he going to be? Who knows?
There's very few quarterbacks over history that become better over time. There's Jim Plunkett. There's Vinny Testaverde. Yeah. There's Steve Young. Yeah. But as a general rule, quarterbacking is such a hard position that you have a learning curve where you have the Troy Aikmans that in their first or second year, I mean, I think Jared Goff will be great. But generally, quarterbacks, once they get to a higher level, they don't suddenly become better players. So that would be my concern.
I mean, I still look at, the front line. And just your whole offense. It's amazing how that can make or break your quarterback.
Football is a team game. More so than, again, Steve Young is one of the all-time greats. But the fact that Steve Young, if he had stayed in Tampa, would not have become Steve Young.
Yeah.
Joe Montana, if he had been behind a bad line, as great as Joe Montana is, you question. Yeah. Now you have this new level of quarterback like a Cam Newton. I mean, Cam Newton, he's surreal. I mean, his athleticism makes everyone else around him so great.
And Robert Griffin III, when he first came out.
But he suffered an injury.
Yeah.
Everyone puts down Robert Griffin III, but here's a player who largely survived on his legs, and his legs are no longer the same thing.
And again, if you look at great teams, with rare exception, one of their strengths is the offensive line. And you keep guys around 4 or 5 years, you sign them to long-term deals, those guys are going to open up the holes, protect the quarterback. It's pretty simple. It's not that complicated.
A lot of what led to the 49ers' success in the early Harbaugh years is the Niners drafted brilliantly on the offensive line. Mm-hmm. They had great guards. I mean, they built from the inside out, and that's how you build great teams.
Well, I think about the Hogs too. Remember when Joe Theismann was playing
in Washington?
Back
to the Raiders of the 1970s with Art Shell and Jim Otto and Gene Upshaw. I mean, three Hall of Famers for 10 years together. So there you go.
All right, hey guys, we're going to cut to our first commercial break, and the theme this week is baseball. Ironically, the first televised World Series was in the same year as the first old-timers game that was played. Which year was that?
Oh, boy.
Well, you know it can't be in the 1800s because there was no TV back then, right?
I'm guessing sometime in the early 50s.
Okay. The first email with the correct answer wins a free 3-day, 2-night stay at the Lighthouse Resort. Email edward@sportsecon101.com the answer to this question. Ironically, the first televised World Series was in the same year as the first old-timers game that was played. That's our question. And the first email is going to win that free 3-day, 2-night stay at the Lighthouse Resort. Don't touch that dial because Sports Econ 101 will be right back.